Rock Foundation.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, neighbor. Welcome to you. I've just come from the neighborhood school. Yes, I'm trying to learn the Greek language, and I have a really splendid teacher. I'll show you what the Greek looks like in this book. See this? Those are Greek words there. In fact, I'll just show you how I write a Greek word. I'll show you how I write the word for love in Greek. This is an A in Greek. This is a G. Another A. This is a P. It's a kind of an E. Agape. That's one way that you say love in Greek. In fact, there are so many ways of saying and expressing love in this world. I even like to sing about them. There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. There's the teaching way to say I love you. There's the teaching something someone really wants to learn. The teaching way, the teaching way to say I love you. Cleaning up a room can say I love you. Hanging up a coat before you're asked to do it. Drawing special pictures for the holidays and making plays. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. Agape, love, one way. That sounds like a whistle. It's Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely.
Well, here they are. Have a seat.
Looks like you have a lot of whistles there.
Well, I hope it's what you wanted. I didn't take the order, so I wasn't quite sure. But here they are.
I didn't order any whistles.
You didn't?
No, but that's...
Well, we have a new computer system at our place, and I'm trying to learn how it works. Now, wait a minute. I have a printout here. I'll just check numbers. Let me see. It says whistle collection to R14. I thought you were R144.
Oh, I don't know what I am, Mr. McFeely. Wait, on your computer.
Well, now, wait a minute here. Just
R144.
Let's see. See, there's a lot of numbers here. It goes. No, it's going to back up a bit. I think it's right. Oh. R144 is the school. You're R143.
I'm glad to know that.
A little mix-up on my deliveries, but since I'm here...
Yeah, since you're here, could we see some of these
you
whistles?
You certainly may. Now, these have been cleaned. I was going to take them to the school, but we can try them out. Now, you've heard this one.
Yes.
And when I take them to school, I'll clean them again. All righty?
Sure.
Now, here's one. There you go.
That's loud. Yeah.
All righty, that's a regular whistle.
Could I try one?
You can try one. Now, here is a whistle. Try that one.
Oh,
it's a slide whistle.
I like that one.
That's what they call a slide whistle.
Uh-huh.
Alrighty, now that's a... Oh, here's one. I'll try this one. Mm-hmm. It is a different kind. See if you recognize this sound.
Ooh, sounds like a siren. Loud.
Oh, here's another. This one is a big one. I don't quite know what this one sounds like, but I'll give it a try.
Yes, it looks like 3-in-1.
3-in-1. Well, here we go. What does that sound like?
Like a train.
Oh, Eileen, how are you?
Well, your wife thought I might find you here.
Well, I had a little mix-up in my deliveries today, but I'll put this down. Oh, you haven't met Eileen McNamara. Fred Rogers.
How do you do?
So nice to meet you. How are you?
Good to meet you.
Eileen is a singer and a whistler.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a whistler. We've just been hearing some of Mr. McFeely's whistles for the school.
They're wonderful.
Where are you on your way to?
I'm on my way to the neighborhood school. I'm going to give a demonstration in whistling for the children.
Do you think, before you go, that you could do a little demonstration right now?
Please.
Oh, I'd love to.
Some whistling, huh? Wonderful whistler. She didn't need any of those whistles to put in her mouth.
No, she didn't. Oh, remember your bird calls? You have some bird whistles.
I do have a few.
Okay.
How do you learn those?
Do you know how I started walking down the street? With bird calls. Mm-hmm. I heard many sounds from birds that I thought were fascinating. So I went home and I just tried to imitate it on my own. I'd hear their sound and I'd try to do the same thing back.
Isn't that wonderful?
You also do some things called improvisations.
I do a little bit of it.
Do you have any improvisation whistles you could do for us?
Maybe I could.
Improvisation?
Yes.
Before you go on, who taught you to whistle?
My dad taught me to whistle when I was a little girl. He's very good, and he's a professional sounding whistler.
Uh-huh.
And I was fascinated when I was little listening to him all the time, and I'd watch him and I'd listen and I'd try to imitate it. And at first it was very difficult. And I asked him to keep trying to show me until I would get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I started at first and it just didn't come out right. But you know, if you continue to try over and over again, eventually you might get a small sound that's very simple, and then it can become fancier.
Aha. So that may be why you like that fancy song.
Oh, I just love it.
Oh, do some more of that, will you?
Well, we're on our way to the school now. It's about time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you could help me carry this box? I'll snap it up here.
You'll have to clean those before you give them to the
clean
children,
them.
I
Be
guess.
Very careful
yes,
with them.
We'll clean the whistles, and right now we'll say... Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery. Thank you for coming
so
by.
So nice to see you.
Good to see
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Bum, 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 bum. Wasn't that fun to hear her whistle? My goodness, she's great. Did you ever know anybody who could whistle with just his or her mouth? That's something I've tried and tried to do, but I just never learned very well. But that's all right. There are other things I can do. No one person can do everything. Maybe we should have some make-believe now. Oh, first I need to feed the fish. There you are, hungry fish. Fish can do things people can't do. And people can do things fish can't do. Mm-hmm. Nobody does everything. People can't stay underwater all the time. And fish can't say words the way we do. Or whistle. I think maybe I'll just set up the neighborhood of make-believe model here while we're out here in the kitchen. There's the castle and the factory. Just put some of these over here. You know some of the different animals and people who live in these places? Who lives in the castle? And who works and lives in the factory? And what about the treehouse? Yeah, she lives in there, doesn't she? And what about in the tree? Well, you know. Let's just pretend that the people and animals in make-believe are learning all kinds of things. What have I forgotten? We need the trolley, don't we? There's the trolley. We'll just pretend that they're learning all kinds of things as the trolley goes along the trolley track in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Okay, good Santa Monica, may I have your name, please? I know your name, trolley, but saying that bottom line, because everybody, I have to ask everyone, Ingasana, what's your name, please? Aha, bring a cent, bottom trolley, right, bring a cent, okie dokie. Now, may I send your address? Okay, then, in the car barn, right, that's good with that. And your favorite color, please, wagon. Of course, thinking about it, if it's red, yes, it was not. Okay, now, because then my last question, that's on time. Can you whistle? Well, you certainly can whistle. All right, we'll check that. Now, if you'll just sign here, try it, because then about it. Yeah, but you don't understand. After the questions, everybody has to sign, so it's a census.
Rubber troll, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday. Biggest send one by it.
Yes, and what are you doing with these precious minutes of life?
Well, I'm just helping out with the make-believe world census, sir, because in that lot. Oh,
very productive. You may do me, rubber troll.
Why, sir, I would consider that indeed an honor.
You haven't time to be honored. Simply proceed.
Yes, of course. Your name, please.
My name, King Friday the 13th.
King Friday the 13th. Gotcha. And your address?
The castle in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Okay, I'm just going to put down the castle because, you know, I'm sorry it was you. And your favorite color?
Purple.
Purple. Oh, that's a very good royal color. I'm glad to put that down with pride. There you are. I can send that. And now, sir, Briggle Batson, can you whistle?
I can whistle with the best of them.
Cool, let's hear it. Let's end about a couple bars.
there.
Oh, that's very good. He said, no, whistle never I see above G, but it's not about. I like that.
Yes, it is.
Very
yes,
good.
Yes,
okay, now, if you can just sign right here, Your Majesty.
Sign my name here is King Friday the 13th. There you go.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Well, listen, King Friday, we can sign on the problem we got now. If somebody can't sign his or her name, we can sign on. What are you doing? Basically, about that.
To be counted in a census, each one must sign somehow. Farewell, Robert Trow.
Oh, yeah. Farewell, Your Majesty. Someone, they have to sign some, you know, somehow, some way. Okay, but, I don't know. Troy is in his name. It really can't be.
Oh, hi, Robert Troll.
Hi, Lady Elvin.
How are you coming with your census?
Oh, pretty good. Yes, I'm a little bit here and a little bit there. We can send the king pounding into the trolley.
Oh. Yeah. Can everybody whistle?
Oh, that is very nice. You're with me. Yes, most people can whistle. It sounds so far, anyhow. We can sound that funny. That's good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the wind whistles sometimes.
Oh, I know. And it sounds so scary sometimes.
I'm doing a lot of research on the wind right now.
Yeah.
Oh. That's pretend wind.
Yes, I know. Well,
I've got to go over and see if there's any wind over by the tree.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got to go into the castle and talk to Queen Sarah and Edgar, too, but I'll see you later. Good to be
in there. Oh, want any help with the census?
Oh, that would be great. Yes, see, because I've got to do, let's see, I've X and Al and Henrietta and Daniel.
Oh, I could do X and, yeah.
Oh, could you do those? Okay, there's one
I could
for
do
X
Henrietta.
There's Henrietta.
I'll do Daniel.
Did you do Daniel too?
Yeah.
Okay,
let's
all got the three different colors. You can sign on that one. Oh, I appreciate that help.
You can
sign
that. Oh, you're so welcome, huh?
See you later.
Doot!
We bring that now. What about that? Oh, just one more thing, Lady A.
Yes?
did you ever see a trolley sign its name?
No. I never did.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it. I don't know about it. See you later.
Okay. I can do wind and census at the same time. Two friends. I was so busy with my wind machine, I didn't even see the two of you.
Meow, 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 hurricane meow?
Oh, I hope not. Although the wind has picked up a little in the last 14.
Well, that's for sure. It was really blowing when I was flying today.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah?
Would you two be willing to participate in a census?
Sure.
Meow.
Oh, who wants to go first?
Meow, meow, X first.
Is that okay with you, X?
Oh, sure.
What is your name?
Oh, Lady Everlina, you know my name. Have you forgotten who I am after all this time?
Of course I haven't, X. It's just that I have to ask you these very official questions.
Uh-huh.
And the first one is, what is your name?
Okay, my name is X the Owl.
Owl. Where do you live?
The old oak tree in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Neighborhood of... And what is your favorite color?
Oh, the color of the sky on a beautiful day.
Blue.
Right.
And your last question. Do you know how to whistle?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask that one.
Can't you whistle, X?
No, but I can fly. Does that count?
I'm sure it does. Some can whistle, some can fly, some can sing, and some can sigh.
Meow, 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 sing.
Oh, you certainly are a good singer.
Yeah.
X, if you'll just sign this here.
X.
There. I'll ask Ken her questions.
Meow, meow.
Ready? Name.
Meow, Henrietta Pussycat.
Pussycat. Address.
Meow, meow, house, meow, meow, old oak tree.
House, old oak tree.
Yeah.
Hen's house. What is your favorite color?
Meow, meow, black.
Black? And you whistle and are black.
Yeah.
You are pretty. You are black.
Thank you.
You are beautifully dressed in lovely fur, finely curled. Perfectly, you are pretty. Elegant, you are black.
Meow, meow.
You sure sing nice, Lady A.
Thanks, X.
Ken, meow.
You need to sign this right here.
Meow, meow, and
Pussycat. I need to get back to my work.
Well, I sure hope that the wind does what you want it to do.
Well, I can measure anything it does with this trusty machine.
Good.
Farewell, friends.
Farewell.
Meow, meow, Lady A.
Meow, meow, Hen. Love, Daniel S. Tiger. Oh! Look at this. There's a lot of wind, especially right here. That's a puzzle.
Said everybody has to sign the census. Now, try to get set down. Oh,
hi, Robert Troll.
Hi, Lady Everton. Could you help me here for a minute, sir?
Sure, what seems to be the problem?
Well, Trolley can't write, see. When he can sign, we can't sign the census, and I'm going to find it. I don't know what to do.
How about a little wheel mark?
Wheel mark?
Yeah. Where's Trolley's?
Trolley's. Oh, okay. There's King Friday. There's Trolley's right there.
Daniel was out.
Ah, okay. Thanks. Good. I don't know if I sound like
Troll, just move back and forth a little. See?
Look here.
Trolley's mark.
What do you think of that, Trolley? Been saying good about that.
You learn something old every day.
Yeah.
Some can do some things, some can do others. X the owl couldn't whistle, but he could fly. I can't whistle, but I can clean up a room. What are some of the things that you can do? Do you ever think of the many things that you've learned to do since you were a tiny baby? Whenever you see a tiny baby, do you ever think, I was like that baby one time, and now I'm not a baby anymore. I'm really growing a lot. There are so many ways of showing that you're growing. You used to creep and crawl real well,
but then you learned to walk real well. There was a time you'd coo and cry, but then you learned to talk, and my, you almost always try. You almost always do your best. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing. You're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing. You're growing all about. Your friends are getting better now. They're better every day somehow. You used to stay at home to play, but now you even play away. You do important things now. Your friends and you do big things now. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. Someday you'll be a grown-up too, and have some children grow up too. Then you can love them in and out, and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size, the times when you found great surprise in growing up, and they will sing, it's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out, you're growing. You're growing, you're growing all about. It's true. And there are people who are really proud of the way you're growing and learning. Growing and learning about yourself and your world. It always gives me a good feeling when I see people growing and learning wonderful things. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Agape. Be back next time.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.